Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap of the biggest news in video games.
This week, Xbox and Bethesda drop a stack of release dates and a new game. HBO's The Last of Us is unsurprisingly selling a lot of games, and a massive game is shutting down in China. Here is the news for Sunday, 29th of January. Let's go.
Articles to read, podcasts to listen to, and videos to watch on sifter.com.au.
HBO's The Last of Us series is a couple of episodes in, and fans are absolutely loving it so far, with widespread positive reviews coming from critics, gamers, and even casual viewers. Sales of The Last of Us games have skyrocketed since the premiere, and GamesIndustry.biz has reported that in the UK alone, sales of The Last of Us on PS4 have increased by 238%. And sales of the remastered have jumped a massive 322%. And both versions have begun popping up to top sales charts again, reaching number 6 on Amazon's top PS5 sales in the US, and Part 2 is currently the best-selling game of the week for PS4.
I have to admit, Fiona, I am one of those people. I never got around to finishing Part 1, and since watching the show, I am dying to get stuck back into the remaster.
And speaking of Last of Us, creator and co-president of Naughty Dog, Neil Druckmann, recently opened up about the future of Last of Us and Uncharted games in an interview with BuzzFeed. Druckmann said Sony wasn't putting pressure on them for a Last of Us Part 3 or Uncharted 5, but it was up to the team to decide. He revealed that Naughty Dog is likely moving on from Uncharted, but there is a multiplayer game set in the world of Last of Us in the works, which will be story-driven, and it could even be co-op.
Naughty Dog is a bit of a kingmaker when it comes to games, so if I was Sony, I would step back too. Take your time, Neil, you are good. And if you're excited for more episodes of the HBO series, the good news is it's already been renewed for a second season. Microsoft hosted the Xbox Bethesda Developer Direct this week, a shorter online presentation filled with updated release dates. Hi-Fi Rush, the musical rhythm game, stole the show though. It's a Saturday morning cartoon-styled game where you've got to use the power of music to defeat the big bosses. It's developed by Tango Gameworks, who you'd know from spooky games Evil Within 1 and 2 and Ghostwire Tokyo. So to say this is a departure is an understatement. It's available right now, included as part of Xbox Game Pass and standalone on Xbox and PC. Interestingly, it's the first exclusive Bethesda game since Microsoft bought the publisher. Sorry, PlayStation and Switch players. They also finally announced that GoldenEye would be available on Game Pass on the 27th, so Xbox users can jump into the classic shooter right now.
Strategy Minecraft spin-off Minecraft Legends will build its way across consoles and PC on the 18th of April. Redfall, the cooperative shooter from Dishonored developer Arkane, will clean up the vampiric streets on the 2nd of May. The Elder Scrolls Online gets a new expansion, Necrom, in June, expanding the roster of playable classes with the new Arcanist. And Forza Motorsport, the technical racer of the Forza series, will get a new entry this year too, but we don't know when yet.
Boston developers Proletariat have decided to stop their unionization process following alleged pressure from its CEO and parent company Activision Blizzard. Workers allege that CEO Seth Sivak and leadership employed some pretty confrontational tactics, which has left workers demoralized and disempowered. Check the show notes for a link to a breakdown of the situation by games industry editor Brendan Sinclair.
If any studio should be unionized, it should be one called Proletariat. Despite only a month of organized union action, it looks like the trend is heading in that direction, so this seems like a minor stumbling block. Sad news for Chinese fans of World of Warcraft and Overwatch, as millions of players this week lost access to their favourite games. Activision Blizzard announced last year that it would not be renewing its contract with China's NetEase Games, which allowed the games to run in China. WoW players had the option to download nearly two decades of character data, which some people are calling a digital cremation, in the hopes of one day being able to reunite with them on a server. But the catch of doing that was that if you downloaded your character data, then you're locked out of playing the game and participating in the final online moments.
This just seems like a terrible situation for everyone involved, and one that could have been avoided. I hope Chinese gamers are able to get back online in the not-too-distant future. That's it for news. Here are the games releasing this week.
Season: A Letter to the Future is out on the 31st. It's a gorgeous-looking third-person atmospheric road trip game by indie devs Scavenger Studio. It looks great, and it's coming to PC and PlayStation.
Also out this week is SpongeBob SquarePants: The Cosmic Shake. It's a 3D platformer set in the world of SpongeBob. This looks like it could be a lot of fun. Grab it on Switch, PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One this Tuesday.
And later in the week, we get the release of Deliver Us Mars, an atmospheric sci-fi adventure story. This looks tense and a little spooky, and I'm keen to check it out when it releases on PC, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox One on the 2nd.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks to Rob D, who became a monthly backer on Ko-Fi. Rob's support lets us keep making our shows, so if you want to be a legend like Rob, head to sifter.com.au/support, where support starts from just $1 a month. That address is sifter.com.au/support.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Daniel Ang, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer, who also edits each episode.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and thanks to both Audio Technica Australia and Omni Studio for their support of Sifter's three podcasts.
Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. At sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.